This is Jedi Insights, brought to you by Arcanea Jedi Templar here at Anchor Radio, and you can always check me out at Spotify, iTunes, or wherever else you listen to your podcast. Hey everybody, it's your host, MJ Hannigan. Hope everybody's having an incredible day. I, for one, know that I have been, because I pretty much took today off. I took a personal day, in a sense. Went up to a noon meeting, went to the gym, sat there in my car for a few minutes as the storm came down, and we had a lot of hail. So honestly, it's been kind of exciting for a day off. It's actually been wonderful. And I may or may not go to black belt class tonight. I have not yet decided, but we'll find out. But in the meantime, let's talk about it's a meme video I saw on Facebook today. I thought it was kind of interesting, so I thought it'd be worth the discussion. All right, it was called something along the lines of "Choose to Live By That You Were Never Told," something like that. But I like "Choose to Live By," so we're going to go with that. The first one is, if you continue to wait for the right time, you will waste your entire life and nothing will happen. This is so factual, it's unbelievable. Admittedly, I am not exactly impulsive. However, I will do things because it feels right to me. I will do things because it looks like an adventure and I'm going to go and see where it goes. I understand, in essence, there are things that you want to wait for. You probably want to wait for kids. You do not want to have kids on an impulse. That's not going to lead to anything good. But at the same time, you know, if you're looking to get a new job, you want to get a career, you want to find something that, you know, you actually want to do for a living, go out and do it. Don't sit there and wait. If you are in a relationship and you want to take it to that next level and you want to get married, go ahead and do it. Don't wait. Propose. If the other party says no, okay, cool. At least you know your answer. You know not to waste any more time and you can drive the hell on and, you know, find a better situation. If you want to move, go ahead and move. You know, put things in motion. Do not get me wrong. Don't go from city X to city Y without having a source of income or a place to stay. But, you know, start making moves to make things happen. Don't wait for the stars to align, because trust me, they never will. You're not going to have the stars align for everything to be perfect for situations. Don't waste time on that. Don't waste time worrying and fretting over all the plausible things that are going to go wrong. Don't waste time thinking that I really want to do this, but this isn't the right moment. It's not the right time. Again, it's never going to be the right time. You're never going to find the perfect time. Live life, experience, live, grow, laugh, and enjoy every minute you have. Don't waste time, because if you waste time, what happens is you get caught in the what ifs and if onlys. What if, meaning, what if I have taken my shot, you know, at this relationship or at this job? Or if only is the regrets of, if only I would have done this, if only I would have done that. Dude, that's not a life anybody wants to live. It's not a life, it's a damn tragedy. All right, the next one is number two, is you will lose 99% of your friends if you start upgrading your life. This, again, is also another factually true one. I noticed as I was going through life changes, I've lost a lot of friends. Some fell off, you know, when I moved to Wichita and, you know, found sobriety. You know, that was a huge thing. You know, everybody I used to talk to was no longer part of my life. But also, to be fair, that was also in, like, 2003, pre-internet. I think we had Yahoo chat groups, a couple websites and forums, but, you know, whatever. The world was different then. But even now, I do notice that people falling out of my life, you know, that I've been making moves, I've been doing me, I've been, you know, working on my gains. Not just my gains at the gym, but my gains in life. You know, my gains in my bank account. And every day, I strive to elevate, you know, where I'm at. I want to be a better person today than I was yesterday. I want to be in a better financial situation today than I was yesterday. And, you know, I'm really blessed. You know, like, my ex and I, we we split our house, and, you know, we have cars, and we both have feasible livings, and, you know, we enjoy life. We're doing what we need to do. It is weird. I saw a video on Facebook. Again, I'm not going to say it's factual, but we're going to go with it for a minute. Something about, there's a story about a fisherman who was catching crabs and putting them in a bucket. And every time it looked like one crab said, screw this, I'm out of here, and tried to rise to the top and climb out of the bucket, the other crabs that were with him would literally pull that crab down. Again, I don't know if that's factually correct. You know, I've seen videos about it. You know, we all know how YouTube works. We all know how the internet works. But let's say it is correct. And, you know, even with life, you can see it. Every time somebody wants to elevate themselves, every time, you know, somebody wants to level up, there are those around them that want to keep them right where they're at. They want to push them down and hold them because they're jealous that you're out there trying to create things. You're out there trying to make things happen. And they just want to maintain the status quo. So they will keep trying to drag you down to their level instead of, you know, helping you to elevate yourself. Like, in truth, I'm all about my circle of friends leveling up. I'm all about everybody I know living a better life, getting what they, you know, they want out of life. You know, I will never attempt to hold anybody back or hold anybody down because it's just, A, not my style, and B, it's just kind of, it's very selfish and self-serving. You know, it's okay to level up. It's okay to want a better life and to do what you need to do to make that happen. Again, I might be on my grind for, you know, 40, 50, 60 hours a week just to make sure that, you know, everything is going where I need it to go. And, you know, some of my friends, they didn't like that. They're like, well, you work too much, so we're not going to hang out with you. I'm like, all right, cool. I may go and do me. You know, even going to the gym. I go to the gym every day for 2 hours. I had friends who got annoyed about that. I'm like, all right, cool. You do you. I'm going to continue to do me. I refuse to let other people hold me down. And, you know, if you're not going to help me to, you know, be a better person, then I really don't need you in my life, and it's okay. It's all right. You know, you keep doing you, I'm going to keep doing me. All right. The third truth is you will be 10% happier if you forgive your parents and stop blaming them for your problems. Okay, fact. Not everybody had a remarkably wonderful childhood and had a great relationship with their parents. I am not going to speak much on this topic, but I actually very much understand it. You know, there are things that I could say, if my parents would have done this, I would have done something different. You know, it's factual. It really is a tricky situation. Again, on this one, I don't want to get too personal, but it is true. However you were born, however you were raised, that is what it is. You can continue to use that as your crutch or your excuse, but that's all it is. It's a crutch and it's an excuse. It's not going to better you in any way. You can sit there and cry about what happened to you when you were a kid, or you can just say, you know what, yeah, that happened, and it sucked, and it's not going to affect my day. It's not, you know, dwelling on it isn't going to improve my day. The only thing I could do is, you know, break away from that, you know, let go of that. And this actually applies to relationships, be it romantic relationships or friends. Yeah, we could all sit there and talk about how this person or that person completely screwed us over and yada, yada, yada. We could do that. But is it going to benefit you? Is it going to help you? Is it going to, you know, help you level up? If it's not, let it go. You know, there's a lot of people in, you know, my life that have done a lot to try to tear me down. And it friggin' sucked. As I was going through it, it sucked. Did I want to relapse over those situations? 100% yes. I will be truthful. I was in a really bad mindset. But again, if I would have let that happen, I could have blamed everybody for the situation I was in, it would have been easy. I could have justified it in my own head. But would that have made me a better person? Absolutely not. All right, the fourth one. Train yourself to let people win arguments on purpose to ensure your mental health. I actually disagree with this one. Instead, I would recommend saying, you know what? Give your opinion. If people want to argue about it, that's fine. Let them disagree with you. It's not worth it. You know, great things I love using, great lines I love using is, that's an interesting perspective. I'll check that out later. You know, you can sit there and argue with idiots on social media all day long, but honestly, all you're doing is just wasting time. You're wasting time that you could be doing, you know, things you actually enjoy. Arguing with idiots on social media is not going to make your day any better. Now, you know, bear in mind, have I done this once or twice before? Yeah, I definitely have. But, you know, the older I get, the more experience and wisdom I'm gaining, the more I realize that it was a waste of time. And right now, my most precious resource. Don't know how much of it I have left. So I'd rather be spending that time, you know, trying to help people level up than just sit there and argue with an idiot and get pulled down to that level. Number five, you mature when you do not take things personally. You know, if people like me, great. Cool, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. If people don't like me, you know what? That's fine too. I'm not going to, you know, worry about other people's opinions about me. What other people think, really, I just don't care that much. I do care who is talking trash on me. And the only reason why I care is so I know who I need to cut out of my life. You know, if you're going to trash talk me behind my back, you know, that's awesome. Cool. Let me know. If you don't like me, that's fine. Let me know, because then I won't, you know, waste time and energy investing in you. You know, I will go to hell and back for my friends. I will do whatever I can do to help my friends in whatever situations they're dealing with. But I don't want to waste the energy on people who don't like me. I don't want to waste the energy on people who don't appreciate what I do and will, you know, trash talk me, you know, behind my back when I'm not around, meanwhile asking me for help because they're going through a situation. Guys, you know, honestly, I'm not going to take it personally if people don't like me. I'm not going to take it personally if people don't like my podcast. I'm not going to take it personally if people do not agree with my life decisions. Yeah, that's fine. You guys do you. I'm going to keep living my life, and I'm going to keep growing and leveling up. And, you know, it is what it is. All right, number six was, you do not need 100 self-help books. Instead, you need action and self-discipline. Part of this I agree with. However, you know, there are some great self-help books that, you know, it's a practical means and a necessary one. You know, for people who deal with addiction, the AA Big Book is definitely there, and it's definitely a self-help book, if you will. Some people might not agree with that, and that's cool. You keep your opinion, I'll keep mine. There's one book I read. It's called Success is a Choice. It was written by Rick Pitino, who is a current either Louisville basketball coach or Kentucky basketball coach. Yes, I know Louisville is in Kentucky. But they do, their schools are very divided, and trust me, I don't know which one's which. I think at the time, though, he was the Kentucky coach, but I think now he is the Louisville coach. You know, again, these are college teams. But Rick Pitino was an assistant coach or a head coach of an NBA basketball team, can't remember which. Again, it's back in the 90s, and I'm old and I forget things. But that book, Success is a Choice, is actually a book I've kept with me over all these years, and you know, you can read self-help book after self-help book after self-help book, you know, but if you don't apply it, then what good is the book? You know, the purpose of self-help books is to, you know, basically help you level up. And it's great. If you read a couple and all you do is read them, then what are you doing for yourself? Absolutely nothing. the only time a self-help book is beneficial is when you take the information from that self-help book and apply it to your life. So again, the book Success is a Choice by Rick Pitino, I absolutely recommend it. But again, it's not just reading that book, it's applying the 10 lessons from that book that make it worthwhile. Or the book The Secret, or the book Hero. Those are great books. And, you know, they're great entertainment. But they are actually self-help books. And if you want to find the self-help of those books, you might want to practice some of the stuff that you learn. I think that was number 6, right? Yeah, that was number 6. Number 7. You cannot expect honesty from people who even lie to themselves. Fact. There are some great, legit, honest people out there, and I totally appreciate them. And, you know, it is what it is. However, when I know people totally lie, I'm not going to expect them to be honest with me. You know, if they lie about themselves, they lie about, you know, where they're at in life, or they lie about, you know, something silly, whatever. And, you know, they lie to themselves so much and, you know, utilize social media to pump themselves up. But their whole lives are based on lies. You can't expect honesty from those people. And it sucks that, unfortunately, that's the world we live in. You know, even social media, like how many times do you see pictures on Instagram or Facebook where people are using filters and you're like, oh, yeah, look, no filter, click, taking those pictures. Dude, you know they're lying. So if they're going to lie to doctor a picture, then they're probably going to lie about other things in their lives. Or even what you kind of need to understand about social media is, I don't know, I totally revise my social media. I post things every now and again, but it's really nothing of consequence. Because I've noticed a lot of people will post on social media and they will try to make their lives sound so grand and so exciting and so, like, I'm all that. I'm, like, max leveled up, yada, yada, yada. Meanwhile, it's all a lie. It's all a facade, you know. They're posting this stuff as they're really unhappy with their life. They're really unhappy with their relationships. They're unhappy with their job. They're unhappy with their living situations. But on social media, everything's grand, everything's beautiful, and life can't get any better. So, again, don't get mad when these people lie to you. Just accept it. And, you know, kind of be surprised when you actually tell the truth. All right, number 8. Most people are stuck in toxic relationships because they are afraid to be alone. Ain't this the damn truth? We've all been in a toxic relationship. We've all dated a total narcissist that attempted to destroy us. But this is also not just the romantic relationships, it's also friend groups. This literally circles back to the second one about you'll lose 99% of your friends when you attempt to upgrade your life. This is factual. Don't get stuck in toxic circles. Don't get stuck in people who literally are self-serving, selfish, and self-seeking. Don't get stuck with that, you know. It's when you get bonded or when you get yoked together with those groups, your life is going to be nothing but misery. It's okay to be by yourself. It's okay to stand on your own feet and say, look at, you know, this is me. This is me making my moves. I'm doing my thing. And, you know, I don't need a negative social circle to get me to where I need to go. I'm going to do that shit my damn self. It's okay to stand alone. It's okay to be a Sigma, if you will, and say, you know what, this is my life, I'm going to live it. I'm not going to necessarily worry about negative groups and, you know, what they think, feel, or believe about me. You know, I'm going to focus on me, I'm going to focus on my moves, and if I have to remove people from my circle to level up, I'm going to do that. You know, that might sound selfish, but in truth, it's not. The harder I work and the more effort I put into the podcasting or the more effort I put into promoting a Jedi Realist community, the more I realize we have a lot of toxic people within our community and we need to start flushing it. Otherwise, our community is going to just flat out not exist. All right. That's pretty much about it. Again, I saw this meme. I thought it'd be a fun, you know, kind of episode to record, and we'll see what comments or hate mail I get from it. Hope you enjoy it. If you did, if you really want to help Jedi Realist Radio, or Jedi Realist Radio, try that one again. If you really want to help the Arcane Jedi Templar podcast, you can donate to us on Spotify. You know, it's like $1, $5, $9 a month. Cool. If you want to do that, great. We appreciate it. If you don't want to do that, great. That's fine. Truth be told, we'd rather have our episodes listened to and not worry about, you know, money. And, you know, thankfully I'm in a decent situation in my life, and it is what it is. But if you do want to help, it is always appreciated. If you don't, hey, you know what? That's fine too. Just do us a favor. Share us on all the social media platforms that you use and help us grow our brand. Also, to go with that, Arcane Jedi Templar is part of Jedi Realist Radio. I never left Jedi Realist Radio, but I am working on developing new hosts and getting new shows out there that I will always be part of Jedi Realist Radio, but it's time for my voice on that podcast to start to fade away. And, you know, anything I get from the Arcane Jedi Templar Spotify does help with Jedi Realist Radio as well. All right, thanks for listening. Hope you got something out of the podcast. If you did, leave a message, send an email. If you didn't, I am sorry. I will do better next time. All right, buddy, thanks for listening. Love and light. This is Hannigan. I'm out.